grace, mercy, and peace be to you and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Here on Monday, Thursday, we continue with the Lord's Prayer and we apply it to our Lord's Passion. Tonight, we cover the petition, "And lead us not into temptation." It was on this night that Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He went there to pray. He told his disciples, after they had fallen asleep, "Watch and pray that you do not fall into temptation." Therefore, Jesus has given us the prayer, the Lord's Prayer, and our petition tonight, that we may pray tonight and lead us not into temptation. What is temptation? We hear this word often, especially in the church, yet do we truly understand what it means to be tempted? James explains to us, each person is tempted when he is dragged away and lured by his own desire. Being tempted means something or someone is trying to drag you away, to lure you away from Jesus. Temptation sometimes feels like someone or something has grabbed you and is trying to haul you off. You feel an urge or a compulsion, a strong evil hand, maybe even grasping at you and even clutching you and maybe even crushing you. Dear one, you must understand that just because the evil one attempts to drag you away does not mean that he has the power to actually drag you away from Jesus. Oh, no doubt, he pulls and he yanks and he tugs in order to wear you out, to grind you down. But he cannot make, nor can he force you to sin. Temptation comes when you and I begin to listen to the evil one, and then sin follows when we act on that temptation. When we stop resisting, and we do that which we know we're not to do, we know it violates God's holy law. Sadly, we all too often sin, and we don't even realize it. That's just how corrupt each of us truly are. Nevertheless, resisting temptation is possible. Consider Joseph from the Old Testament. Joseph was tempted by his master's wife day after day after day. Potiphar's wife enticed Joseph, "Come, lie with me." But Joseph said, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" Finally, one day, she caught Joseph by his garment, and her evil trap was sprung. But Joseph was not taken in. He left his garment in her hand and fled and got out of the house. God's promise from 1 Corinthians chapter 10 is very important for all of us. Paul writes to them and says, "No temptation is taking you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way out that you may be able to endure it." The other image that James uses that we heard already is the word lure. Now, since many of you like to fish, you've got the right idea. There is some type of lure or bait that's involved. It's almost like tempting, like Satan is wagging it before your head. Come and get it, come and get it. And this temptation is the exact temptation that the devil used on Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He twisted God's holy word and made it into a deadly lure with which he could trap and capture Adam and Eve. Satan spoke with very smooth yet perverted words. And when Eve looked at the fruit on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and she saw that it was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, what does Eve do? She reaches out and snatches the lure. And Adam was right there with her, and so did he. Just because there's tempting bait does not mean that sin must follow. The presence of bait is not sin, by the way, although the fact remains that temptation only becomes sin when we take the bait, just like Adam and Eve. Maybe you've heard this old saying before, you cannot prevent the birds from flying over your head, but you can certainly keep them from building a nest in your hair. Jesus tells us, temptations to sin are sure to come, but sin does not as surely follow. And that there are times, yes, there are certainly times, too many for us to count, by the way, when we consent to go where Satan is pulling and dragging and setting the bait. So tonight we pray, and lead us not into temptation. And in the very same prayer, we also pray, and forgive us our trespasses. Since we don't always stand firm, since we don't always resist temptation, it might be easier to stand and resist if we were only up against the enemies on the outside of us, like the devil and the world. Yet, as many of you already have heard and we've been talking about all through our midweek services, there is a source of temptation that is within us. As James tells us, we are lured by his own desire, our own desires. We know that is our sinful human nature. We call him old Adam, who is a willing accomplice with the devil and the world. He even drags himself off and lures and baits himself to sin. Thus, we cry out with St. Paul, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of death? Yet this is not a hopeless, open-ended question, since Paul gives an immediate answer. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And this turns our attention to our hope, to our helper in the midst of temptation. Who is our hope? Who is our helper when we're being tempted? Jesus. Remember, he too was grabbed, and he too was lured by the evil one. Yet Jesus resisted every time and overcame every time. He did this to conquer, to give his victory over temptation to you and to me. And at the same time, he kept himself spotless as the spotless Lamb of God, in order to be our perfect sacrifice, which is what we'll be remembering tomorrow evening. For we remember that it is Jesus who is the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world. The writer of Hebrews reminds us, for because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. And for we do not have a great high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Our great high priest, Jesus, he is our helper. He knows full well the temptations that each and every one of you are enduring each and every day. Draw near to the throne of grace to receive his mercy. Draw near to his word. Draw near to his table. Draw near by prayer. Jesus told his disciples, "Watch and pray that you may not fall into temptation." Your prayer in time of temptation does not have to be a long-winded diatribe. It only needs to be a cry for help, the bleating of a little lamb who bleeds for his or her good shepherd and pleads for his or her good shepherd to come to your rescue. Secondly, we draw near to the throne of grace to receive mercy by coming to his table and receiving his body and blood. It was on this night, as we have heard from our epistle lesson tonight, that Jesus instituted his Holy Supper, in which he gives his body and blood to eat, his body to eat and his blood to drink. Satan may have many lures to entice you to sin. Those evil traps do not even compare to the great gift that your loving Lord freely serves you here at this altar. That great gift is the forgiveness of sins. And yes, sadly, tonight we are unable to partake of our Lord's body and blood, to be in full and complete fellowship and unity with each other, you, our brothers and sisters, sitting at home. We are apart because of a scourge that's sweeping our land. So we patiently wait. We wait for the day, and that day will come when we will all stand here. We will stand shoulder to shoulder, and we will stand heart to heart, and we will receive from our Lord his body and his blood once again for the forgiveness of our sins, for the strengthening of our faith unto life and salvation. That is his promise, and his promise is sure. Therefore, by the forgiveness of sins, Jesus continues to conquer. He continues to conquer temptation, and he makes us his noble knights who ride with him, Jesus, our valiant one. In his grace, we fight and we resist and we overcome. Even if we should become unsaddled, it is Jesus who lifts us up, who washes off the dirt of sin, and makes us valiant in his strength. So therefore, as we now end, at the last strife, soon the scourge will be over. Soon this life here on this earth will be past. And Jesus will bring us into himself, where there is no hand to drag us away, where there is no lure to entice us ever again. There will only be perfect rest and perfect peace and perfect joy in his everlasting kingdom. And lead us not into temptation. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.